Fire Ant Fighters, get another tool. Welcome, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For many years, farmers and residents along the southern border counties of Tennessee living with and trying to control the fire ant population hasn't been an easy task. But now researchers are hopeful they found another way to control these stinging pests.
There's a virus now that they're hoping to incorporate into the toolbox of things we can use against imported fire ants. And none of these are going to eliminate imported fire ants. What we're hoping to do is actually lower the densities and slow the spread.
Gray Hahn is the plant certification administrator with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and he says researchers believe this naturally occurring virus has proven to be self-sustaining and transmissible. And once introduced, it can eliminate a colony within 3 months.
It will actually kill the colony out, but it takes what they call a stressor. So in all likelihood, what they'll end up doing is putting the virus in with baits.
Hahn says the fire ant progression, which started in the 1930s in the United States, has now reached 13 states and causes some $6 billion in damage each year. Here in Tennessee, the pesky bug has infected at least 28 counties that are now under quarantine measures and 21 other counties that are partially quarantined.
If you're in a quarantined area or a regulated area for imported fire ant, you need to be extremely careful and actually get permits from the department for movement of any hay that you have to an area that is not regulated.
And fire ants are well known for killing any ground nesting birds as well as newborn livestock. There have been several attempts for many years to eradicate fire ants without much success, but researchers are now hopeful with the discovery of this new virus they can get better control. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.